Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Wow, so much generosity in this town. And I've known Richard Vasey for at least 20 years. His daughter, Ariana, one of my favorite human beings. She's about to have a baby, and I can't wait. She's a wonderful, wonderful girl. The thing about Vasey that's cool is that he never, ever lets people down. He can't help himself. It's how he was raised. It's kind of in his genetic makeup. You got him? Hi, Mr. Vasey. How are you, sir?
Marty Griffin.
My man.
Hey, bud.
Tell me, because I don't think most people remember this, about your childhood and upbringing that provokes you year after year, day after day, to be kind and generous, to spend money that most people won't spend to make a difference. What is it about your childhood, sir?
Oh, Marty, let's not get so deep. My childhood,
yeah,
spent at the, in the Steel Valley,
right on,
Munhall. I don't know how to even respond to that, Marty. I really don't.
Well, you saw a lot of poor people, and what you're trying to do now is make a difference whenever you can. In fact,
but I see more now, and I see things, and I realize how fortunate we all are, all of us.
Yeah, it's actually a relevant point. I have noticed, and this was my next question to you. He saw it growing up, but now he's seeing it again. I was talking to my audience about this, Richard. I'm seeing more folks struggling now than I have in a while. Have you noticed this, sir?
Yeah, but Marty, I think for different reasons than you think. I'm seeing it now probably because as I get older, I tend to become a little bit more reflective, I think. And I think I look around. I don't think these are new problems.
I do.
I think that these are issues that I have become. I'm much more aware. And whether that's through social media, whether that's through internally, but I'm aware and I see it and I feel it. And I feel like if there's something, first of all, I come from a family in Munhall. That's I grew up, went to Steel Valley High School, graduated, etc. You know, I'll tell you, my driving force was I wanted out of there.
Right on.
I didn't want to be there. Right? I wanted out. I wanted to go move on. I wanted out of there. And I did. And then it's funny because a friend of mine once said to me, you know, I fought like hell. I grew up what I thought was on the wrong side of the tracks. And then I moved to this affluent neighborhood and realized that was the wrong side of the track.
Hey, Richard, let's get down to this. When you're answering the phones and you see this list growing and growing and growing and all this need out there, it compels you, doesn't it, to make this insane turkey giveaway every year, doesn't it, sir? Over 1,000 this year?
Yeah, it was over 1,000. You know, and we do for all of our employees, you know, 400 employees also. So
wow.
So it totals about 1,400. and for, you know, anybody that we think needs it, you know, it's, we're always open for it. We have a wonderful support team. Diane Gibson was able to acquire and secure these turkeys. Try buying 1,000 turkeys or 1,400 turkeys sometime. It's not easy.
No, it's not.
And you know, people say, well, what about the cost? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't even know what they cost. And
well, it's about 40 grand for 1,400 turkeys. It's amazing what
you do. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And I don't care.
But you care about people, though. You care about people.
I care about people. I care about situations. I care about the compelling stories that I hear.
Yep.
I care about people that say, I want 19 turkeys because I'm going to deliver them, distribute them throughout my neighborhood
right.
to people that need them.
Right on.
These are the kind of things that really inspire you. And anybody I think that had the ability that we have, I think would do the same thing. And Marty, you know, this started a long time ago with the then mayor and you, Luke Ravenstahl.
I recall. Was the first I remember movie. The moment. It's how we met.
Actually. Remember it?
Oh yeah.
It's how we met.
Two bad boys and a great man. You and Luke are bad guys, and I was saved you both, as we know. here's the thing too. You have no requirement. You don't judge. You just say, hey, give me your name. I'm giving you a turkey. You could care less about their background.
In,
huh?
You call in and you just give us your name and what dealership you want to pick up your turkey from.
You know, we have been down the road, him and I. He gave a state trooper who was dying from cancer a complete truck. There's a little girl right now, quite frankly, who's dying from cancer. He gave her mother and her family a car, spent thousands of dollars on them. You're very motivated by taking care of these folks, but you feel the same pain that I do when they pass. Do you not, sir?
Oh, I feel it. I avoid it. I run from it. You've texted me several things that I haven't responded to. I don't know how.
I know. And I'm living it.
I don't know how to
And
respond.
I live it. No, I live it too. No.
How is she, Marty?
Terrible. JC, terrible.
Marty.
She's in hospice. And, but
where?
But the pain of it all... We have to find a way, guys like us, because every day people ask, guys like us, heavy is the head that wears the crown, brother. They ask us to help. And sometimes, Richard, because I know you and you know me, it gets to be overwhelming. You feel like, damn, I'm punching a wall.
You do. And then sometimes you have people that, you know, that I don't think they get it.
Right.
I'll be honest with you. I'm going to tell you this story.
Yeah.
I had a lady that sent me a note that said, I know you do things for everybody in the community.
Yep.
I know you have a relationship with Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC.
Yep.
My daughter's dream is to have him sing at her wedding. Could you please help me? No. I can't do that.
No,
you don't get it.
That's not why I'm here.
And then she got mad at me.
They do. Yeah.
And so I thought the best way to deal with that was to be straightforward. And I said, that's not the point of what we are.
It isn't.
I couldn't ask that of anybody. How could I ask that?
Well let me
that's
ask you,
me asking
you know, I got, I had a, and Richard and I are actually very close friends and sometimes he annoys the hell out of me, but I annoy him too. But the fact is that guys like us stir things up. So some people like us and some people don't. You manage that too, don't you, sir?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. You know, and honestly, Marty, I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
I think I say things sometimes that I wonder if I'm going to have blowback.
Right.
I think the community, and I don't, and I don't. And I think it's because the people that know us, that know me, understand me and understand, and they don't, they're loyal. Regardless of my opinions, whether they're social, political, no matter what they are, I say things sometimes that I say, ooh, I wonder if that's going to cause me a problem. And it never does.
Hey,
and it's because people respect
get
us.
Hey, what's the deal? Are they picking up the turkeys today? How's it work?
They're picking them up today. Yep. Everybody, the lines are like overflowing.
Crazy.
Everybody's outside handing the turkeys out. It's a fabulous, fabulous thing.
I love them. Hey, my man, let's get personal for a minute. This is important to me, and you know it.
Yes.
His insanely beautiful daughter, who is like family to me, who worked with us for a year and a half.
She loved me. She texts me and says, why? She texts me all the time and says, why are you ignoring Marty?
Because he's a jag off. That's why, honey. He can't help himself. But hold on. And I know this is a hell of a big deal. She could have a baby any day, sir. Any day.
Any right? second.
How cool
any
is that?
Second.
How cool is that, brother?
It's absolutely so cool. So people say, well, what do you want to be called? You're going to be a grandfather.
Big
what
daddy.
Do you want to be called?
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
I don't have a name. I don't know.
My man, you have a great capacity for love. And the only thing that matters to you, because I've been around you, is your family and your son.
That's it.
And your daughter. And it has insane value to you. And to imagine that that gorgeous girl who I love like a daughter myself is having a baby right now at the holidays is pretty yeah. damn cool. You ecstatic, man?
Oh, yeah. I'm ecstatic. And it's amazing to me that I was able to raise two very humble children.
Yeah, what the
this
hell happened?
It blows me away. It's like me. They take after me.
Uh-huh. I love you, brother.
Marty, happy Thanksgiving to you and Christine and the whole family.
My man has never said no when I asked him to help me or someone else. And
yeah, I want to talk. I'll call you back later. I want to talk about the little girl.
My man, Bazzy. Congrats, brother. Helping 1,400 people. My man.
Hey, thanks, Marty. Thank you, Pittsburgh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hold on. Brooks. I'm sorry, I'm eating a perfect bar. Have you had them? Pretty damn good. Peanut butter. Protein, baby. Renee.
Hey, Marty. I just wanted to call and wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving.
Aw.
When you started talking about your sister, I got really choked up because you and Christine, the family that you have created, your immediate family, mirrors a lot about mine. We live in neighboring communities, and I always love hearing your stories about your girls and your son and how you're not really ready to be done parenting. You've enjoyed the journey, and so have I. And
well, I'm glad I'm old. Glad I had a kid when I was 42. I really am. I tell everyone, I'm so glad, man. My man's at home. It's great. Yep. Go ahead.
No, I know. And you have a tail ender like I do, and I am so happy that every day, because she's the same age as Vincent, and I'm so happy every day that I have her. But I hope that this is a really special Thanksgiving with your sister and your family. And just take lots of pictures and bundle up all those memories.
Yeah, you have to, because it is painful, dear.
Well, I'm sure it is. And we all have loss and
that's
different things. And
that's
That's
why I tell the stories,
because,
the most significant thing said all day. We all have loss.
Yep. So I wish you all the best. I hope you have a great day and, you know, have a wonderful holiday season.
Thanks, darling. Love you. We had a stairlift put in my sister's house because she can't walk, Barb. And she has no hair from the chemo. And they sent me a video of her on the stairlift. And she's in Wheeling, and she's laughing. And she called me on the phone and said, I just love my stairlift. It's so much fun. What's my point? She has stage 4 pancreatic cancer and was told a few days ago that nothing's working and no more treatment and enjoy the holidays and get prepared for hospice. And she's on the phone giggling because she has a stairlift. What's my point? Don't even try and complain to me about not enough dressing on your salad. You understand me? Or someone rounding up or rounding down. You understand? Or your Christmas tree was $100 and it should be $95. Because there are folks out there that, for all intents and purposes, know that ain't much sand left in the hourglass. And they're giggling about a device put in their house because they have no strength left in their legs. And my boy tells me, get her some Minio's pizza, but she doesn't like food because it makes her sick. And so the greatest things that she loves, Sarah's Candy and Minio's Pizza, she cannot enjoy. Yet, when I call her, she's giggling about a stairlift. You get my point here. Are you following the bouncing ball? I am. Find those moments, put them in a space, make sure... Make sure your kids see them. I'm serious about this. Make sure they watch. Don't lecture them. Just let them watch that greatness and kindness and courage. And hope they pick some of it up. Because if they do, their life will be the same. If they don't, they'll be miserable. And we can't have miserable lives. We have to seek out joy. It's all we got, right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I admire and respect Aaron Stauber, and from the first time I met him, my man gives a damn. And for me, and the other thing I love about him, if a man loves his family, then he loves his life, and he loves his wife, and he loves his kids, and he loves his country, and he loves his religion, that's kind of a cool guy in my book. And that's where Stauber is. He's cool. And he owns half of friggin' downtown, and that's even cooler because he believes in Pittsburgh. He's not even from here, and it makes him a great man in my book, and he knows that. How are you, my man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Marty?
But honestly, all those things have value to you. Your family, your relationship, your marriage, your father, your parents, your nephew, all of it has so much value to you, doesn't it?
I'm almost 63. I'm pretty confident that's the whole point of the whole exercise, really. Friends and family.
To that point, he has this, he's buying up the city, and thank God he is, because he gives a damn, because he has all this optimism. We'll get to that in a second. But I see this amazing artwork, photographs, in this exhibit in One Oxford that my man bought, and tying family into that, that is your nephew, is it not, sir?
Yeah, that's my nephew, Yeshua Aryeh. He's my brother's kid. Grew up in Hollywood, Florida. And then he decided to move with his family. At that time, he didn't have kids. He moved to Jerusalem in Israel. And he has three kids now. And he's an incredible artist. And we bought the building, and we had a really... there were all these walls that were just not finished, you know.
Yeah.
I like to say, you know, people spend a lot of time and energy building out a new home. And sometimes they get so tired, they forget to put all the personal details in it. And that's where the art comes in. And it was really something that we were privileged to be able to bring him in from Israel and host him 2 weeks ago. And then I was able to get all of my siblings, their spouses, more nieces, more nephews. I hosted everyone in the Duquesne Club. You know, we used to laugh growing up. You know, my dad is alive. He was a rabbi. And, you know, if you know anything about a rabbi in the 1950s in South Florida, you weren't exactly making a killing. So we kind of, you know, for us, when if we got to stay at the five-star hotel for us was the Ramada Inn.
Nice.
I mean, seriously. And we always joked about we're the Clampets from Beverly Hillbillies. So, yeah, I took pictures of us at the Duquesne Club.
Beautiful, man.
And I sent it to my parents, who are both alive, and they were laughing. It was great.
But hold on, man. It all kind of makes you what you are, right? It centers around family, doesn't it? And Pittsburgh has kind of become stepchild, in essence, to you, in essence.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely. That's why I keep coming back. It's just a beautiful place to do business. So, I mean, you know, that moves into, you know, I don't know. Did you attend last week? I was in Pittsburgh. I was on a panel discussion.
Oh, I saw all the big shots. I think that's fantastic. All the business leaders, and you were in the middle of it.
Yeah, I wasn't in the middle. I was on the panel, but, you know, I met, there were 450 people there. Half of them I know by name. It's family. It really, really is. It's an unusual town. It was just a great experience. Did you get a chance to hear the mayor-elect Corey O'Connor with his welcome introductory speech at that event?
I heard some of it. I didn't hear all of it.
Yeah, so I got to tell you, I'm very excited. You know, he is just, he's finally somebody who I think really gets it. You know, obviously he's a Pittsburgher. His dad was a Pittsburgher. They feel the same way. This is our community. And, you know, he was just talking about how the city is open for business. And one of the things that resonated with me specifically was he's going to be meeting with business owners, not just in downtown, but throughout the city. And you know, finding out what can he do? What can the city do to allow them to move forward and to prosper? So
Aaron Stauber really with Rugby Realty. I sent you a text, and this is why I love the man, because he's honest. Are we better off with Corey? His response was infinitely. Tell me why, sir. Tell me why. I love that. It nailed it, brother.
Well, I'll give you a perfect example.
Please.
Okay, so he has him, and also he's got his staff now. They're reaching out to business developers, business owners, and they're asking us, because we're in the weeds. We really do know what works, what doesn't work. So he asked me, as a developer, what could he do? What could the city do to move things along, to get things moving? And you know, I know I'm in a fortunate situation. I've got a lot of seed money that I could put at it. But one of the things that when I was starting out was a problem, you know, if you own a building, just to find out if, let's say, you own an office building, it's obsolete, it's empty, it's sitting there, it's not making you any money, but you're curious what it would look like if you wanted to do a development, a conversion.
Right.
Well, you know, the first thing you have to do is a feasibility study. You got to hire an architect, you got to hire an economist to do the math and do the plans to see if it even makes any sense. Well, that little project for a small building could easily be $10,000, $20,000. And usually that's where it ends, because you don't want to commit that without knowing it makes sense. So I said that to Corey and his staff, and right away he said, well, let me ask you, Aaron, what if we put together a war chest for these smaller property owners that do not have the ability to, you know, to do that preliminary feasibility plan? And let's say we put $200,000 in the plan, and we put out a notice that anybody who's interested and wants to commit and wants to see if they have a viable property to convert, we will match them 50-50.
Oh, wow.
But one of the conditions is you have to hire local firms, so it gives business to the local talent. You know, hire a local architect, you know, and then if it's $10,000, the city, no strings attached. You fill out a one-page little piece of paper. They give you $5,000. You match it with $5,000. Well, now you could at least see whether or not your project makes any sense. And what when he said it, I said, well, that's great, because think of it. Then as soon as you do that, you now know the next project that you're going to want to focus on, because you're actually in it from the inception. So I that's just a very iota.
You didn't get any, no disrespect to who's in power now, but that didn't happen once in the prior administration, to be honest, sir. Not once.
No. I mean,
no.
I've said to you, when I first was thinking about doing the Gulf Tower, and that's a $200 million project.
It is.
I brought it up in the with the staff and, you know, the people. I had not met the mayor at that time. And I was told, the first question I was asked was, how many affordable housing is going to be in there? And I said, well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't even figured out if it makes sense to do the project. And they're like, well, if it doesn't have affordable housing, this door is shut. Don't even bother to come in.
Wow. And you're sitting there thinking, I got to throw, what is it, $50 million of my own money into this thing to make even make it feasible. And they're immediately telling you, I ain't happening, mister. Right?
Yeah, no. And so, you know, that was it. And then, look, I mean, eventually, you know, people sort of came around a little bit, but just to start with that negativity and not even be able to put, you know, for one second, you know, instead of sitting there and pointing your finger at the, you know,
you're a bum, you're a rich guy taking advantage of this town. Yeah.
Yeah. Why can't we both walk in each other's shoes for a few minutes and have that conversation?
No,
do I look like a guy that's just partying 24/7?
I love you.
I'm in Newark, New Jersey at one of my properties. I mean,
you're my man.
That's
Can you hang for another segment?
Yeah.
All right. I need his input on a couple of things about Pittsburgh. Marty Griffin talking about Pittsburgh and Aaron Stauber, Rugby Realty. Do you own 18 buildings downtown, brother? 18?
Yeah, give or take.
On paper, it's $1 billion, isn't it? It's $1 billion, isn't it?
Yeah, well.
So you're a billionaire?
No, I have partners.
They're billionaires.
Someone's got a billion.
Here. Here's my point. This is why I love him. So I'm boys with Ken Zeff. Ken Zeff is a regular guy, works his ass off. I mean, 100-hour weeks. And he has a coffee shop in probably my favorite building here is because of the lobby. And this man that I'm on the air right now, who has all this stuff going on, went out of his way to make sure that Ken Zeff could get his coffee shop in one of Aaron's buildings. Did you not, sir? And he says, this man gives a damn about every single person. That's important to you, isn't it?
That's funny. Yeah, we were held up by getting a plumbing. It's going in the Frick building. We've been working on this for 1 year to install a coffee shop.
Yep.
And we couldn't get the final plumbing inspection. And I asked my team, I said, what's the holdup? And he said, we have to produce, well, not we, Ken needs to produce a maintenance agreement for his grease trap maintenance. And so he was out of town. He was away with his family. It was literally this past week.
I love him.
And I texted him and I said, hey, Ken, man, can you work on this? He says, you'll have it by the end of the day. And he did. And we got the permit the next day.
But hold on. You're laughing because this is the BS that bogs people down trying to open a damn coffee shop in a beautiful building in Pittsburgh. Is it not, sir?
I know. We're spending $500,000 on it, right? And by the way, it's not putting in the grease trap. It's a contract that says that once we put it in, somebody's going to come once a month and clean it out. And they won't give you the inspection unless you have a signed deal. But the problem is, you know, there's only two companies that do that. And, you know, they know that. And so they kind of use that as a way to leverage you for a better deal on your grease trap.
Hey, you have great instincts about this area. And we've had a couple people on in the last week, including a U.S. Senator who said that he has billboards in Times Square. And then we had a guy on this morning who says, your dog wants you to move to Pittsburgh. Do you see, having been a guy that knows New York, do you see New Yorkers thinking, maybe we'll try Pittsburgh? Do you think that would happen, sir?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I could send you, after we're done, I'll send you a story I read this morning on the train. The rental, people renting around the country, there's a national firm that tracks that. They literally, the headline is the Midwest, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Pittsburgh wasn't on there, St. Louis. It's like 100% increase. They blew away DC, all these other cities, wow, because of cost of living. You know, people are finally realizing that you can live better for less money if you just come to Pittsburgh. By the way, I got a pet peeve that I'd like to talk to you about.
Go.
Well, it's not a peeve. It's a peeve, and then I want to do something. It's an action item.
Yeah.
So here's the topic. Ready? Yeah. I believe that we've outgrown the Golden Triangle.
Nice.
Okay. So here's my thesis, okay?
All right.
I did a little research. The name Golden Triangle was coined sometime around the early 1900s. And obviously it was apropos back then because it was a triangle.
That's true.
And that's where all the business was, right? Two Rivers and Grand Street. Well, the problem is that now we've got a lot more than that, right? We've got the Strip District, we've got the North Shore.
True.
And then what happens is every time one of these businesses that's downtown in the Golden Triangle decides to locate their office in the Strip District, the big headline is another business leaves downtown to go to the Strip District,
sure,
or leaves downtown to go to the North Shore.
Sure.
Well, you know, the Strip District is four blocks away, okay? Literally,
it is, sir.
Downtown stops, Golden Triangle stops at 11th Street, Strip District starts at 15th Street, it's four blocks away. You know, the only reason these people are moving to the Strip District is because of the Golden Triangle. Otherwise, they'd move to Cranberry.
True.
You know, they know how to leave town.
They do.
But when they're moving to a Strip District, to the North Shore, they're actually making an intentional decision to stay downtown.
True.
So here's my idea. Why don't we change this so that we talk about downtown Pittsburgh, which has several areas in it or districts. Golden Triangle is one. So is the Strip District. So is the North Shore. So, for example, Orr's Jewelers. Big headline.
Love
Orr's Jewelers moves from
great
Squirrel
family.
Hill to the right. But now the big headline is they're moving to the Strip District. Why can't it say the Strip District in downtown?
Because the Strip District's kicking ass and the downtown's kind of grimy and sucks. That's the argument, sir.
All right. So you and I have had a lifelong disagreement.
We have. Me and you, brother.
Can you join me for dinner at Barcelona Wine Bar when I'm in town on the 9th?
Oh, wow. Yeah, man. I'm in.
All right. Well, you're not going to be able to get a seat there. Like every other night, you can't get a seat.
So dinner with a billionaire, man. I'm marking on my calendar right now, brother. All right, before you go.
All right, well, you're going to have to join me and a bunch of my good friends.
Fine. Before I go, we got to get to my building, the coolest ever. And this is a little nerve-wracking for you, the Gulf Tower. What's up with that, brother?
Yeah, I mean, we're swinging hammers. We have a contract right now at BJ Dick. It's about a $35 million contract. They're doing their work.
Love them.
We're coming out of pocket for all that work.
Wow.
You know, none of the other financing that we're promised is coming through yet. We're waiting. We're trying. You know, a lot of it was government money. And, you know, we didn't know they were going to have a shutdown for 45 days. And, you know, when the government shuts down, they don't just shut down for 45 days. They put a sign that says closed for business.
Right.
And then it could take another 2 months till they get started up again.
Right. So there's hope, though.
Anyhow. But
there's hope, though.
Hey, I can only do so much,
right,
you know?
Man.
I mean, that's it.
But in your belief,
I'll do what I can, and then that's it.
Mom,
yeah, look, everything, we're ready to go. We've got every single plan. Every I is dotted. We can literally do everything if just these other parts that have been promised to us. We've got letters of intent with literally every single group.
Wow.
We need them to step up and finish. I mean, it's not like working out the details. We have the details. They just got to, you know.
Anything you ever need, my man, I'm in. You know that. I'm a big fan.
All right.
All right, brother. Aaron Stauber, the best.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.